Karl Gottlieb Wenig, Julius Caesar and Cleopatra, fourth quarter of the 19th century. An unexpected encounter. The Tallinn-born Baltic German-Russian artist Karl Gottlieb Wenig, academician and professor at the St. Petersburg Academy of Arts, was a highly regarded painter of historical scenes. Ancient Egypt was quite popular in the late academic art because it was considered a forerunner of the cultures of classical antiquity. At the same time, it was also part of the Orient, which enthralled romantics. Wenig was obviously steeped in ancient Egyptian culture. Details from Egyptian temples can be discerned in the palace's architecture. The Hellenistic furniture, which was apparently in use in the court of Cleopatra, is fairly accurately portrayed. Cleopatra's attire and hairstyle are completely Egyptian in style, although judging by the portraits, Cleopatra favored a hairstyle tied in a knot over the crown of the head, which was in fashion at the time. The lush plants and flower bouquet, borrowed from 16th and 17th century Dutch still lifes, are pure fantasy, on the other hand. It all adds up to an operatic imaginary time-space. The event depicted is also theatrical, although it is based on an actual event. When the Roman military leader Julius Caesar arrived in Egypt in 48 BC, Cleopatra was locked in a civil war against the forces of her brother and co-ruler. Caesar declared himself the arbiter. To achieve leverage in the battle for the throne, Cleopatra had to arrive in an Alexandria before her brother, who sowed every obstacle he could to prevent this from happening. Cleopatra resorted to cunning and had herself transported there, rolled inside a carpet, if a gift. Caesar, surprised, would end up sharing power with Cleopatra, who was formally declared the female pharaoh, and the two became romantically linked.